So what we've got here is a round of It Happened in Florida, and perhaps you are new to the Woody and Wilcox Show. A, my condolences, and B, what we're going to do is share three stories real quick. All of them are true. They could have happened, though, anywhere all over the world, and you got to spot the one that took place in the troubled state of Florida, which is the birthplace, really, of everything insane here in this great land of ours. So spot the Florida story to win. You can do it at 844-4WW-SHOW. Woody's going to kick us off with story number one.
You guys have seen those places where you can rent really, really nice cars. I'm talking like supercars, Ferraris, Lamborghinis, stuff like that.
Exotic car rental.
There you go. That's exactly right. That's the right term, Wilcox. Thank you. I bring it up because a dude in story number one went to one of those places, and he got the Lamborghini Huracan.
Sounds right.
Pronouncing that correctly. He rented it and didn't realize that the city that he was in has those speed cameras where if you're going too fast, you automatically get a ticket because it takes a picture of the license plate.
Yes, I've been there.
$47,600 is what he racked up in speeding fines.
No, yes. No.
One particular stretch of road, he was caught doing over 150 miles per hour in the Huracan, which I'm sure for that car is pretty easy to do.
Oh, yeah.
$47,000 in speeding fines.
$47,600 in total speeding fines.
Over what period of time is this?
This is over a week.
That seems borderline impossible, even with that scenario.
Was it in Florida where he's like, I got a really souped up car. I'm going to see what this bad boy can do.
Story number two is something that we've heard before. And, with summertime here and people, taking trips, it could be pertinent for you. This is a woman who was kicked off a flight. I don't feel like this is a reason that we've ever heard of someone being kicked off a flight. Anybody want to guess what that issue is?
I feel like we've heard everything.
I feel like we have, too, until I read this story, and then I realized, I guess we haven't heard everything.
She demanded to fly?
She demanded to fly. I don't even know what you mean by that.
To be the pilot or something? I'm trying to think of something, because it's not, can't be BO, can't be smoking, can't be, we've heard these before.
She demanded to take over the wheel.
Right.
Grab the yoke, if you will.
Right. That's considered unruly, though, right? I'm going to go uncontrollable hiccups.
This is not anything unruly, and she did not demand to fly.
I'm sticking with hiccups, then.
She was booted off the flight due to her cello. Her cello is the answer. She is a professional cellist. May or may not be using that term correctly.
That's correct.
And she claims, and apparently this is accurate, that she booked two tickets. One for her and one for her cello.
That I don't believe.
So that it could ride. No, it's true. And that's been confirmed. So that it could ride in the seat next to her. Which, by the way, it did on her initial flight to her destination. But then on the return flight, she was booted from the flight because they didn't care for her cello. Said that that wasn't legal.
Always leave room for cello.
It's funny, you did beat me to the punch on that one as I'm going through the comments on the story, the very first one. But I thought there was always room for cello.
Is that a There's Always Room for Jell-O reference?
Well done,
yes, Chelsea.
Sure, that's, I was very young, so, you missed a lot of people with that one.
How dare you? By the way, anybody want to take a stab at what her cello is worth?
$18,000.
Not high enough,
I'm
sister.
I'm going to say $250,000.
Well, and that's a little high. $28,000 is what her cello is worth, so she figured, I'm not going to leave that to Johnny Fat Hands down there in the loading dock.
Johnny Fat Hands!
I'm going to take care of this bad boy myself because I know that they're going to mangle it if I let them check my cello.
Why can't you put it in an overhead bin with a really great case?
Well, too big. Have you seen a cello?
Yes.
It's a large item. By the way, if you want to keep the puns going, thanks to another guy who commented on the story, weren't the check-in staff and management working in concert? My question for you is, was she flying to or from Florida when she was booted for her unruly cello that was literally just sitting there? Woody's got the third and final.
Oh, Bo, that was a horrible pun.
Oboe?
Now you're just changing words.
That
That's
doesn't
not
even make sense. Are you just naming another instrument?
Oh, no, the bow that you use. You're saying that instead of no, which oboe. Is outside the parameters of the game.
You're saying the bow for a cello. I thought he was saying an oboe, which is another instrument.
I was saying an oboe instead of oboe. That's a horrible
It was bad either way.
I feel like his was even worse than what you thought it was, Chelsea.
Step into my office.
Yeah.
What? Because you're f***ing fired.
I mean, at least, Chelsea, in your scenario, a bow is maybe something you would use with a cello. An oboe has nothing to do with it.
In concert.
All right. You better finish this up. What do you got for number three?
Story number three involves a man who heard a strange noise while he was staying in his buddy's cabin. You've been there, right? Somebody's like, hey, I got a place. You guys can stay there. It'd be great. Mm-hmm. You go up there with the family, and then suddenly there's strange noises. It's like the beginning of every horror movie. He thought he had heard something and was prepared in case there was a bear. What he wasn't prepared for was when he went downstairs armed with an air horn, he got the all clear, looked around the cabin, opened the front door, and even walked out into the front porch and was like, must just be in my imagination. Turns around and he's less than 3 feet from the bear, which he had missed, which was inside the cabin. What do you do then, Chelsea?
Run.
Nope. He jump kicked the bear in the chest. Said the bear was about 6 feet tall and he didn't know what else to do, so he jumped up and kicked it with both feet and then fell on the ground.
So he says.
Oh, Bo, that's a tough situation.
That's correct. Nice pun.
Everyone in this room is now dumber.
Good news is everybody is going to be okay, and wildlife officials are on the lookout for the bear.
Why do we know about this?
Because he reported it. He's like, look, there's a bear that's really sneaky, and it's breaking into cabins.
And I'm missing it. Missed a bear.
And I jump kicked it in the chest. Was it in Florida where he missed the bear that was inside, walked outside, only to turn around and find out, hey, bear inside the cabin? Russell is up first to try and solve our quiz. Russell, what do you think? All three stories actually happened. Which one went down in Florida?
Number two.
Story number two, yeah.
That's right. She was, the cellist was flying from Chicago to Miami, which was fine with her cello in the seat next to her. But for some reason, then they refused, same airline, to let her fly from Miami to Chicago on the return trip. Now, they say it's because of the size of the airplane. 737 would not accommodate her cello in the seat, which makes no sense to me. Think of all the people you've seen flying on a 737. Mm. They're all much bigger than a cello, as far as I can tell. By the way, according to federal regulations, U.S. musicians are allowed to carry oversized instruments in the cabin when they do buy an extra seat for that particular instrument. So she was kicked off. They did give her hotel and food and put her on a flight the next day. So it's not like they completely refused to let her fly, but she could not fly on her slated day.
And the dude who rented a Lamborghini Huracan was in Dubai. I told you that he racked up $47,000 in speeding tickets in just a week. I meant to say he did it in 4 hours.
Nope.
As the story has been updated.
No.
Yes.
$47,000 in 4 hours.
4 hours of driving that car around.
I mean, that's impossible.
And the dude who jump kicked a bear in the chest, it was a Fallen Leaf Lake in beautiful California up near Lake Tahoe.
Keep in mind, those of you that are looking for a great deal, you know, trying to buy a Labor Day gift for someone you love very much, we're going to dig into Craigslist and find out what's weird out there. Round of Craigslist prices right here in about 15 plus minutes.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.